们说仔细的读你的圣经，你会找到那个答案。
Many people who argue you tend not to have read the Bible at all.
很多人他们跟你就是在道理上去争论，其实他们连圣经都没有仔细读过。
Okay. What's happening? Hello? Hello? Okay. The reason why we need to receive the Holy Spirit in baptism because it is a separate work of God.
为什么我们需要接受圣灵的洗呢？是从神来的一个另外的工作。
Amen. So last week we were talking about how when we are born again, we receive the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit.
上周我们提到，当我们灵里得重生的时候，我们领受内在内住的圣灵。
He anoints you on the inside.
他在里面来恩膏我们。
And I call that the fellowship anointing.
我称为与之团与神团契的恩膏。
When the Holy Spirit is inside you, you have fellowship with God.
当圣灵住在内住在我们里面的时候，我们可以与神有团契。
And it is unconditional.
那么这个是无条件的。
When you're born again, the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
只要我们得重生，圣灵就会内住在我们里面。
He is the seal of God. He is the guarantee.
他是从神来的一个保证。
The anointing mark you out as a child of God.
那么这个恩膏呢，就把我们有一个标记，我们成为神儿女。
And that teaching we were saying is an emphasis. You can see that in the Gospel of John.
那么在约翰福音当中呢，有专门的强调这一点。
Remember, I said the Gospel of John emphasizes on the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit.
其实之前我跟大家提到，是在约翰福音这本书呢，也是强调说圣灵内在的一个。
Now let me just emphasize it. Let me just underline that.Emphasize. It means not exclusively, not or just talks about that. It means John is concentrating, emphasizing on the indwelling presence of God.
当我强调约翰福音这本书在强调约翰他写书的目的，专注在强调圣灵内住这一点，并不说只是这一点，所以不是排除其他的内容。
And that's why when you read the Gospel of John, it feels like an intimacy. You feel like intimacy with God.
所以我们当我们在读约翰福音的时候，我们感受到与主的关系的一个亲密。
However, though Luke, he emphasizes on something different.
那么在路加呢，他会强调另外圣灵的关于另一方面的。
He emphasizes on the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他所强调的是关于圣灵的施洗。
It is a second work of God.
那么是主神的第二份工作。
That work is to empower you for service.
这个工作呢，是来恩膏我们，装备我们来做神的工作。
So I call that the ministry anointing.
所以我称之为神施工的恩膏。
Where God marks you for His service.
神标记我们来做他的工作。
Remember, this is an emphasis of Luke in Gospel Luke and in the Book of Acts.
那么这是在这个内容呢，是在路加福音和使徒行传里面有强调。
Acts is also written by Luke.
那么《使徒行传》也是路加所撰写的。
And you can see it quite obviously.
我们可以很明显的看出来。
And so the baptism of the Holy Spirit is conditional.
那么这个圣灵的施洗呢是有条件的。
What is the condition?
那么这个条件是什么呢？
I want to serve the Lord with power.
我想带着能力来侍奉我的主。
Amen. If you don't have that condition, then you don't need it.
如果你没有这个条件呢，可能就不需要领受这个施洗。
Okay, so this is when you say, "I want to serve the Lord, but I need His power."
所以，当我们说我们想来侍奉神，但是我需要从神来的能力的时候
，And so the baptism of the Holy Spirit clothe you with that power.
所以，圣灵的施洗让我们用神的能力来包裹我们
，So that you can do the things that human beings can't do.
所以我们按照自然的能力是无法做到的地方。
Because in order to preach the gospel to the world, you need God supernatural power.
因为当我们要传福音给全地的时候，我们需要神超自然的能力。
And the person operating in that power must surrender to the Holy Spirit.
那么领受了这个能力的人，他必须要降服在圣灵之下。
Amen. Now the phrase baptism in the Holy Spirit, baptism of the Holy Spirit.Baptism with the Holy Spirit is all the same.
所以嘛，英文呢有些方那些说法呢，这是刚刚就说那 baptism in of 还是 for 都是一个意思，圣灵的洗。
Because the Greek word can be translated of in with.
那么这个希腊文的意思呢，都可以 英文字眼那个 in of with 都是意思。
So I like to call it baptism in the Holy Spirit.
我喜欢说用 in 就是圣灵里面的一个洗。
Because it's like immersing yourself into the Holy Spirit.
就好像把我们自己完全的浸入在圣灵里面。
Now, as I say, it's conditional.
就我刚刚讲到是有条件的。
There are two types of people that will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有两种人会领受到这个圣灵的施洗。
One,
第一呢
sovereignly called by God.
就是被但是唯一的被神所呼召的人。
God calls you.
神单单的呼召了你。
And so he baptized you in the Holy Spirit with power, whether you like it or not, he called you.
当神在他主权当中来呼召你的时候，不管 你喜欢不喜欢，神就会给你这个能力。
And the second type of people are those people who wants to serve the Lord with power.
那么第二种人呢，就是很多想服侍神，并且想带着能力来服侍主的人。
And that's people like ourselves.
可能这是绝大部分，好像像我们这样的门徒。
Amen. I have not received a clear calling by God, but my heart is burning for the gospel.But my heart wants to preach the gospel.
可能我们没有从神的领受一个很特别的一种呼召，但是我心里火热，想要来服侍主，来为主传福音。
And so God gives you the power by the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以借着圣灵的施洗，我们领受从神来的能力。
Amen. Amen. Now, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit only comes upon the king, the priest, and the prophet, and sometimes certain people.
那么在旧约当中，我们看到圣灵只是在降临在一些君王、祭司和先知的身上，和一些特定的人身上。
But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit can come upon all believers.
但是在新约当中，我们看到圣灵可以在所有的门徒上身上降临。
It's available to everybody.
是对我们所有人，所有的门徒都是有效的。
Are you everybody?
我们是这所有人当中的一份子吗
？I'm an everybody.
我们是其中的一份子，不是吗
？So I can be baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
所以我可以被圣灵洗，你也可以领受这个圣灵的施洗。
As long as you are a believer, you can just say, Lord, I want the power.
只要你是主的门徒，你有这样一个渴慕，你就说主，我想要得到这样的能力。
Remember, it is for serving the Lord.
记得我们的恩膏是来服侍主。
There's not much point of receiving the power and do nothing.
就是如果我们领受能力什么都不做的话 没有任何意义、
Amen?
是吗
It's a bit like having a Ferrari in your garage and never drive it
就像你的车库里面有一个法拉利跑车你从来不开那就没有用处不是吗
So when you receive the power, use it
所以当我们领受了能力我们要使用这个
能力 And when you use it, you see the manifestation of it
当我们使用这个能力的时候我们看到这个彰显的时候
It's wonderful
是非常奇妙的经历
It's wonderful In this country, you see the Holy Spirit can manifestSince I was born again, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I've seen God doing amazing things.
当我自己经历圣灵的重生，我们领受圣灵施洗的时候，我经历过这个神能力的彰显。
And many of you have. And many of you have.
我们可能我们当中很多人也有这样的经历。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, and another way of looking at it is.The fellowship of God, the indwelling presence of God is when the Holy Spirit comes in you, into you.
那么我们说，圣灵的内住是这个圣灵住进入到我们的里面。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
那么圣灵的洗呢，是圣灵降临在我们外面。
Although it's not actually quite true.
虽然可能这个描述没有这么准确哈。
Not only does it come on you, you are immersed in Him.
其实不光只是临到我们，而是我们整个人浸泡在那个圣灵里面。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit affects every fiber of it that is in you.
这么圣灵已经会影响到我们生命的每一个细胞。
It's more like soaked in Him.
就好像我们浸泡在那个圣灵里面。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to be a sponge.
我们好像一个海绵一样，吸收每一
and soaked with the Holy Spirit.
我们完全的浸泡
dripping with his anointing
我们是把他的恩膏好像在我们里面好像水滴在里面
walking in power
我们带着能力来行走
so that when the devil sees you he's going get out of the way
所以当仇敌看到我们的时候赶快逃之夭夭
one of the best compliment you can get is when the Holy Spirit is when the devil says get out of the way he's a servant of God
所以我们可能得到最大的一个称赞就是撒旦看到我们的时候赶快离开吧他是神的仆人
Amen Isn't it wonderful When we were young, we used to be scared of ghosts and things like that. Now they are afraid of us.
所以可能我们在年幼的时候，我们很怕那些鬼怪什么东西，但是没想到现在可能他们反而还惧怕我们了。
And so today I'm going to take you through some key scriptures to show you that how Luke talks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Acts talks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's that emphasis. And Luke and Acts does not emphasize that indwelling presence of God.
所以我们今天我给大家看一些关键的经文，看路加如何在路加福音和使徒行传里面如何强调这个圣灵洗这个外在的一种充
满。 And so in order to have a balanced understanding of the truth, you need John and you need Luke.
所以为了我们在真理上的一个平衡，对圣灵有个平衡的认知，我们需要了解约翰福音也要读路加福音。
So this is what happened. I need to be born again.
这是为什么我们需要得重生。
The Holy Spirit dwells in me.
圣灵首先要住在我的里面。
That I am a child of God.
现在我成为神儿女。
And then I want to serve the Lord.
然后我想要来服侍我的主。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit come on me.
然后圣灵领受圣灵的洗，带着能力。
And I go with power.
带着能力来服侍我的主。
So we see Luke and John telling us that.
所以我们看到路加，包括路加和约翰都告诉我们这样的真理。
So remember, the Holy Spirit in Luke is all about power.And mission.
所以在路加福音所听到的圣灵都是关乎派差遣我们出去和神的能力。
John is about come into me Lord, come into me Lord. Luke is about go, go, go.
约翰福音一直告诉我们我们要内住的圣灵与主连接，那么路加是讲说我们要出去为主做工、
so、Luke,
做见证。
This is a very easy one to remember. Luke 3:16.
路加福音三章十六节，
John answered them all saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
约翰对众人说， 我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
So who baptized you in the Holy Spirit and in fire?
是什么用圣灵与火与给你们施洗呢？
Is it the Holy Spirit?
是圣灵吗？
No. Is it the pastor?
是牧师吗？
No.
也不是。
Is it the church?
是教会吗？
No.
也不是。
It is Jesus.
是耶稣。
But we didn't see Jesus baptize anybody while he was on the earth.
但是我们在当主耶在地上的时候，我们没有见过他跟任何人施洗。
He didn't baptize anyone in the Holy Spirit while he was on the earth. When did he baptize people in the Holy Spirit?
当主在地上的时候，我们没有见到他跟任何人用圣灵与火与他们施洗。
When he ascended.
是什么时候开始的呢？是当他升天之后。
When he sat at the throne of God as king.
当他坐以君王的身份坐在神宝座旁的时候。
When he was exalted.
当他已经被高举的时候。
When he's in heaven, what did he do? Then the Holy Spirit came and poured out in Acts chapter 2.
所以我们看到当在使徒行传第二章，当门徒主升天以后，那么他倾倒他的圣灵在门徒身上。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we see this.So in Luke chapter 24, Jesus exactly instructed the disciples this very fact.
所以在路加福音24章，我们看到主耶稣非常清楚的把这个吩咐告诉他的门徒。
Because their job is to preach the gospel into the world.
因为他们的工作就是要传福音到地极。
But Jesus said, "Don't do that yet."
他说暂时还不要这样做。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they need a power.
因为他们知道他们需要能力。
But are they believers?
这些是不是信徒呢？
They are believers because they're disciples, right?
他们已经是信徒，因为他们是主的门徒。
But if they are disciples and believers, why do they have to wait?
就是如果他们已经成为主的门徒了，为什么还要等待呢？
Because they need a power.
因为他们需要这个能力。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, those who are against the baptism of the Holy Spirit in this world, the pastors and teachers, they're...Theology is collapsing.
所以那些在很多的教会啊，那些牧师他们的讲道是针对这个关于圣灵施行，其实他们的想法。
It is very difficult now to defend that doctrine.
现在其实是他们这种讲法已经说不通了，是很难去维护他们这
种讲义。 Because all over the world, people are being baptized by the Holy Spirit.
因为在世界的各地，我们能看到基督的门徒被受圣灵的施洗。
That's how God answers us.
这就是神如何来回应我们的祷告。
Amen. We don't have to argue with anyone. Just tell them. Just take a look.
我们不需要跟在言语当中去跟他们说教理论。
The church,
只要放眼看就知道了。
The church is on fire.
教会在为主而复兴。
Because they've been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
因为他们都领受了圣灵的施洗。
Amen. And that's why, sir, pastor, you are like a dead tomb. You are cold as a tomb.
所以可能就是那些牧师他们自己像坟墓一样冷漠。
Because there's no power in you.
因为他们里面没有能力。
You understand? We need the power.
我们也同样需要这个。
That's why we do not be ashamed of being baptized by the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们领受圣灵施洗的时候，不要觉得很羞愧。
That's why here you see the work of Jesus is healer, baptizer, coming Savior, healer, baptizer, coming King.
所以我们知道这里看到说，主耶稣他是那个救主、医治者、受施洗的人和再来的君王。
And that's the doctrine of our church.
这应该是我们教会的一个信仰的根基。
Of the Elim Pentecostal Church.
是我们以灵教会信
仰的根基。That's why do not be ashamed of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以不要因为谈到圣灵的施洗而觉得羞愧。
Because the more we understand, the more we see, the more we begin to understand what Jesus is saying.
因为我们越多的去明白，我们看到更多，我们就知道主这里讲的是什么。
The Pentecostal Charismatic Church is the fastest growing church in the world.
其实在五旬节教会是在世界上真的成长最快的一种教
会。By far. If it wasn't for that, the church would have been dead by now.
如果没有这个圣灵的那个施洗，可能教会很多都已经
死亡了。Those people who study history, you can see God is doing something.
那些研究历史的会可以看到主在做一些奇妙的工作。
Because he says, when we go out, the Holy Spirit is going with us.
因为当我们出去的时候，神是与我们同行，带着能力的。
Amen.And that's why verse 49 says, Behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.
这是路加福音24章49节说，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上面来的能力。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if the disciple needed power, we need power.
如果在那个时候两千年的门徒他们需要能力，如今的我们同样需要神的能力。
The only person that don't need power is when you don't want to serve the Lord.
那些不需要能力的，可能就是那些真的心里面没有感动要去服侍主的人。
And you only want to do it in your own strength.
可能只是想靠着你自己的能力做一些事情。
Amen. When you do it in your own strength, we are no better than a non-believer's effort.
如果我们只是靠自己的能力去行，可能跟那些非信徒没有什么两样。
We need power.
我们需要神的能力。
Without power, some people cannot be saved.
如果没有神的能力，有些人的得救是非常困难的。
I know my family could never have got saved without the power of God.
我自己的经历，我知道我的家人如果没有神的能力是无法得救的。
Amen. It doesn't mean God can't work in power in general.It doesn't mean that God can't work in power in general.
不是说神他没有能力做事情。
Because the gospel is power itself.
因为福音本身就是神的大能。
I'm talking about you as an individual.
但是我们现在关于讲的是我们个人的事工。
Whether we are baptized or not, the church will still have power.
不管我们今天有没有领受圣灵，那么因为神的福音本身就是大能。
Because the gospel is power.
因为福音本身就是神的大能。
Even churches that rejects.The baptism of the Holy Spirit still has power because they preach the gospel.
就像那些可能拒绝、可能不谈论圣灵施洗的教会，因为他们有真正的福音，他们也是带着能力的。
But I'm talking about you as an individual.
但是我们今天强调的是我们作为个体。
If you want to do great things for God, then you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们想被神大大的使用，我们就需要这个圣灵施洗带来的能力。
And so in Luke, we see.He talks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, talks about being clothed with power, correct?
所以路加这里讲到说我们要被神的能力所包围，穿戴神的能力。
That was right at the end of the book.
这是在路加福音最后所提到的。
Look what happens when you turn the page into Acts chapter 1:8.
然后我们接着看到翻到使徒行传第一章第二章的时候，
Luke begin to describe what actually happened.
然后路加就给我们详细的描述发生的事情。
Jesus says to them, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
使徒行传一章八节说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So Jesus tells the disciples to wait in Luke for the power, and then in Acts chapter 1, he repeats that, wait for the power.
所以在路加福音的结束呢，主耶稣告诉了门徒要在等候领受圣灵的能力。那么在使徒行传第一章又接着再强调，他们要等候圣灵的降临得到能力。
So when does the power come?
那么这个能力是从何而来呢？
It's when the Holy Spirit come upon you.
就是圣灵降临在我们身上的时候。
Not in you.
不是强调这个内在。
Upon you.
而是降临在我们身
上。 When you are clothed with power,Does that come upon you or come in you?
当我们来穿戴这个能力的时候，是在里面还是外面呢？
When you're clothed with something, it's on you. You wear something on you, don't you?
所以这里强调是我们穿戴这个能力。
You don't wear something in you.
我们不是把这衣服穿在里面，是在外面的一个包裹。
Amen. So when we are clothed with power, it's on you, upon you. So therefore, when the Holy Spirit clothes you, come upon you.
所以这里强调是圣灵降临在我们身上一个外在的一个包裹。
Amen. In order to explain this clearly, we need to go back to the Old Testament, because in the Old Testament, there is a story that clarifies this baptism of the Holy Spirit clearly in our minds.
所以为了更详细清楚跟他解释关于圣灵这个施洗，那我们要回到旧约当中看一些经文。
In Numbers chapter 11, verse 16.
那么在民数记的十一章十六节，
Moses was getting fed up.
这个时候摩西呢已经好像受够了。
With all the complaints.
那些他听到的所有百姓的埋怨和投诉，他已经受够了。
From the Israelites, they were all complaining.
那些百姓以色列的百姓全部在跟他埋怨。
And so Moses said to God, to Yahweh, It's too much for me. It's too heavy. The burden is too great for me, Lord.
然后这摩西呢对耶和华神说，这个担子对我来说太重了，我已经受够了，担不了这个担子。
These people are complaining.
这些人不断的给我来到我面前，给我投诉。
So what does the Lord say to Moses?
然后这里神耶和华神对摩西说什么呢？
He said, "I will take the spirit on you in you that came upon you." Yes.
他说我把降在你身上的灵，
and I'm going to transfer that and share that with 70 elders.
他说我把这个在你身上降在你身上的灵呢分给那七十个长老。
Does anybody remember that scripture?
大家记得这个经文吗？
Now that is a foreshadow of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么这其实就是圣灵施洗的一个预表。
Of actually how it works.
也是好像真正一个运作的方式。
Because sometimes we can seeA shadow of what's going on from the stories of the Old Testament.
因为经常我们在旧约那些故事当中可以看到一些预表。
So in in order to fit everything, I had to miss out certain words, right?
好，这里我们跳过一些经文。
But I haven't taken away the truth. So verse 16a says, Then the Lord said to Moses, Gather for me 70 men of elders of Israel.
这里民数记十一章十六节，耶和华对摩西说：“你要从以色列的长老中为我招聚七十个人。”
And then in verse 17b, it says, "I will take some of the spirit that is upon you, and put it on them, and they will bear the burden of the people with you, so that you may not bear it alone, yourself alone."
然后十七节的一部分讲说，神说我把降给你的灵分给他们，他们就和你分担带领百姓的担子，免得你独自承担。
And then in verse 25 it says, Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was upon him and put it on the 70 elders, and as soon as the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not continue doing it.
然后二十五节接着说，耶和华在云中降临，对摩西说话，把降给他的灵分给那七十个长老。灵停在他们身上的时候，他们就说预言，以后却没有再说了。
So here we see what's happening in the book of Acts.
所以这好像揭示好像我们在使徒行传所看到的一个真实的情况。
When Jesus ascended,
当主耶稣升天之后
Do you remember Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit when he was baptized in water? The Holy Spirit came on him.
当我们记得耶稣他领受从被水施洗后他从水中出来然后圣灵降临在他身上。
And so when Jesus was resurrected and then he ascended into heaven, he sat on the throne and the Father, and then he took, Jesus then took, shared the Holy Spirit that was on him with us.
所以就是好像之后当主耶稣死里复活去到天堂坐在神宝座之上以后他把降在他身上的圣灵也分赐给我们众门徒。
So this Spirit that is upon us,It's the same spirit that was upon Jesus.
所以现在降在我们身上的这个灵跟降在基督身上的灵是同一位灵。
Because in that story of Moses, you see that the spirit that was upon Moses came upon the 70 elders.
所以在我们刚刚看到的民数记所看到这个故事降在摩西上的耶和华的灵也同样的降在那七十位长老身上。
So that the 70 elders had exactly the same power, the same access to the Holy Spirit as Moses did.
所以换言之那七十个长老他们所领受的圣灵和他们所具有的能力是跟在摩西身上的灵是一模一样的。
So when Jesus went into heaven, his ministry didn't stop there. What happened is that he transferred his ministry over to us.
所以当耶稣他去到升天以后他的事工并没有停止他只是把他的事工他的恩膏转移到我们的身上。
So that we who receive the Holy Spirit through the baptism can do what Jesus did.
所以我们这些借着圣灵的施洗领受这个圣灵的恩膏和能力的同样做可以做耶稣能做的事情
In theory
就是理论上来讲
That's the problem in theory
但是问题就是这理论上是这样子的
We have that the same Holy Spirit that was upon Jesus
我们身上的圣灵跟基督领受的灵是一样的
The difference isJesus lived a different life to us.
不同的是主耶稣过的是跟我们一个不同的生命。
And that's where the problem is.
这就是可能我们真正的问题。
When the Holy Spirit come upon us,
当圣灵降临在我们身上
we leave it at home. We leave the Holy Spirit at home.
我们把这个圣灵只是留在家里。
啊，谢谢神。
感谢神 ，Thank you, Lord.
I'm now clothed with the power.
我现在有穿。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I speak in tongues. Shalabarabara.
我可以领可以讲方言。
Sekali, sekali. And then what we do? We go home and we take the Holy Spirit off.
然后回到家呢，就把这个圣灵的这个穿戴的能力脱下来。
And we put it in the wardrobe.
然后挂在我们的衣橱里面。
Is that what happened?
是不是这样一个情况呢
？But Jesus kept the Holy Spirit on him.
但是主是一直穿戴着圣灵。
And went to preach the gospel.
当他在传讲主神的
福音的时候。If we can do the same.
如果我们可以也这样做。
We will see the power of God.
我们会见证神的能力的彰显。
And that's for next week.
好，那是下一周好，一定要来。
Because there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为我们受圣灵的施洗和被圣灵充满呢，还有一点不同。
Hallelujah. Amen. Now notice what happened.Can you go back to Numbers chapter 11, verse 25? What happened when the Spirit came on the elders?
那我们看到民数记十一章二十五节，就是说，当那些灵降在那个长老身上，他们是有怎么样反应呢
？They prophesied.
他们开始说预言，他们受感说话。
That's important.
这是很重要的。
Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit is primarily a spirit of prophecy that comes on you.
所以这个圣灵的施洗最重要的是这个预言的灵在我们领导身
上。That's why every time when the Holy Spirit comes upon a person in the Old Testament, often they prophesy.
所以我们在旧约当中看到这样的例子，就是当圣灵临到一个人身上，他们常常会开始说预言。
Because it is a sign of the Holy Spirit upon a person.
这是圣灵降在一个人身上的一个记号。
And so what happens in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Spirit came upon them?
所以在《使徒行传》看那些圣灵降临在门徒身上，他们的一个彰显是什么呢
？We see in verse 3-4, it says they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came and rested on each one of them. All of them filled with the Spirit and began speaking in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
这里使徒行传二章三到四节说，当他们又有舌头如火焰向他们显现，分开落在他们每个人身上，他们都被圣灵充满，就按着圣灵所赐的口才 说起别国的话来。
So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a spirit of prophecy.
所以这个圣灵的施洗其实是一个预言的灵。
That comes on you.
它降临在我们身上。
And it enables you to actually do something that you couldn't do before.
它能帮助我们做一些我们按自然的能力做不到的事。
And in Acts chapter 2, they spoke with other tongues.
那么在使徒行传第二章，我们看到那些门徒他们说起别国的语言。
And when Peter saw that,
当彼得见到这样的情况，
he immediately quoted Joel chapter 2.
那么他马上引用了约珥记。
That in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
这是主借的先知说，在末后的日子，我要将我的圣灵浇灌在所有人身上。
Young men shall dream dreams, old men shall dream dreams, and young men shall see visions.
他说，老年人要看见异梦，少年人要说预言。
In other words, the spirit of prophecy will come upon all believers.
换言之，这个预言的灵要降临在所有的有血气人
之上。And that's why when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, one of the most common signs of you receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the spirit of prophecy.
所以当我们领受圣灵施洗的一个最常见的一种彰显，就是我们有这个预言的灵。
And so how what happens? And you speak in tongues, that's prophesying. You're prophesying.
所以当我们在讲方言的时候，其实我们也在发预言。
Amen? So every time when we're speaking in tongues, you're prophesying.
所以每次我们在讲方言的时候，我们也是借着这个预言的灵在发预言。
But you don't understand what you're talking about.
可能很多时候你并不明白你在说什么。
And I'm telling you, you may not think sometimes when you're praying in tongues, you think you're praying something, but the Holy Spirit could be praying something else.
很多时候我们在讲方言的时候，你觉得你在祷告一些事情，但是其实可能圣灵在带着你祷告为其他事情祷告。
I have so many experiences of that.
我有很多这样的经历。
When I pray, praying. The Holy Spirit was doing exactly the opposite.
那时候我自己的经历就是，我好像在按照自己的意志在祷告一些事情，但是其实圣灵祷告是完全截然相反的事。
When you're seeking, you know, you don't know what the Holy Spirit is saying because the tongues is a prophecy that you don't understand.
因为很多时候我们讲方言那个语言不是我们常理明白的，是一种预言的灵在讲话。
Unless it's interpreted.
除非这个方言被翻出来。
Or, when you pray in tongues, it could be a language that someone understands.
或者你讲的一种语言是其另外那种语言别人可以明白的。
And then that's when you realize I'm not making it up. People actually understand what I'm saying.
所以很多时候你觉得我这个语言并不是我编造出来，因为
真的有人会明白。But you're
prophesying. 所以你在发预言。
And so what happens when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in Acts chapter 2, they were prophesying through tongues.
所以当圣灵降在门徒身上，在使徒行传的时候，他们就按照神所赐的口才在说预言。
Amen. And so we see in Old Testament when the Spirit came upon Saul, he prophesied.
在旧约当中，我们看到将圣灵临到扫罗的时候，他也发预言。
And that's how people knew the Holy Spirit came on him.
所以其他见到的人知道说，哦，这个人有圣灵降在他身上。
Because he prophesied.
因为他在发预言。
Not because he suddenly become very kind.Very loving.
也不是说他突然变得很良善、很温柔、
That's not the sign. The sign was he prophesied.
所以那个彰显是什么？就是他突然能发预言。
And so when you go to Acts chapter 2, the people still had the Old Testament mentality.
所以在使徒行传那些门徒，他们可能带有旧约的一种想法。
Now when they see everybody speaking, prophesying, they say, "Look, they are all receiving the Holy Spirit."That was spoken about in the Old Testament.
所以他们看到那些门徒都开始讲方言的时候，他说他们众人都领受了圣灵。
And how did they know that?
他们如何知道的呢？
Because they were speaking tongues, prophesying.
是因为他们在讲方言发预言。
Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God. Now, we see Luke in Acts. He gives you three other.Occasions where he clearly speaks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么路加他在三个地方有明显的给我们一个例子说被圣灵施洗。
And the way he structured it in Acts is very, very clever.
那 那么他在使徒行传把这三个例子呈现出来的那种方法是很聪明的。
Do you remember Jesus said, "Wait the Spirit, wait for the power to come, for Jerusalem, for the power to come, for the Holy Spirit to come"?
基督告诉那些门徒说，我们在耶路撒冷等候那个能力降下来。
Then what did he say? And then go to Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
他说，然后你要去犹大、撒玛利亚和世界的地极来传这个福音。
Now, in the next three occasions that Paul said that Luke talks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit is following that pattern.
所以在接下来的那三个例子，路加所提到的被圣灵充满，就是按照这个顺序来进行的。
It goes from Samaria, it goes Judea is Jerusalem, Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth.
所以后面接着的三个例子就印证了前面讲到的，
okay.
要传到犹大。
So the three examples come number one, the first one comes from Samaria, and then it goes to Philippi, and then it goes to Turkey, Ephesus.
Okay, 所以就是那个例子呢，就是先是从犹大，然后撒玛利亚，然后再到外邦，所以三个例子就是按照这个顺序进行的。
It's interesting, isn't it?
是很有意思。
I told you today, right? We're doing Bible study, so you need to listen to this again, yeah?
今天我跟大家好像讲到是在查圣经，所以大家需要可能之后
再听。I'm trying to make it simple, but I can't make it any more simpler.
我已经尽量给它简短了，但是不能再简
了。But you need to grasp all of this.
所以大家要很仔细的听。
That the baptism of the Holy Spirit is real.
因为这个圣灵的施洗是真的存在的。
And you will see that in Luke and so you will see in the book of Acts that's the theme, that's one of the themes.
因为你会在使徒行传看到，这就是一个贯穿整本书的一个主题。
That in Acts chapter 1 they say wait for the power. Jesus wait for the power, and then Jesus go into heaven.
因为在一开始他就说你要在耶路撒冷等候的能力，然后主就升天了。
Then in Acts chapter 2, he pours out his spirit, he baptizes his believers.
然后在使徒行传第二章，他就倾倒他的圣灵，让所有的门徒就领受这个施洗。
And then in Acts chapter 8, Philip goes and preaches the gospel in Samaria.
所以在第八章，腓力呢就去到撒玛利亚传福音。
And they become Christians.
然后那些人都领受了神的道。
But then when Peter and John came down to have a look.
然后彼得跟约翰呢，他们后来又回到。
He realized they only became believers, but they're not being baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那个时候，他们看他们只是得重生，但是还没有领受圣灵的施洗。
That's a very clear example.
这就是一个非常清楚的一个例子。
That you could be a believer.
就是你可能是一个信徒。
That you could be a Christian.
你是一个基督徒了。
But not baptized in the Holy Spirit.
但是你可能还没有领受这个圣灵的施洗。
Because it's conditional.
因为这个只是一个附加的
条件。You have to ask for it.
你必须自己要渴慕，要祈求。
Amen. Because you want it.
因为你自己想要才会得到。
And why do you want it?
你为什么想要得到呢？
Because I want to preach the gospel with power.
因为我想带着能力来传神的福音。
But if you say, because I want to look good.
或者，但是如果你是想说，我有这个能力，看上去很
，I want to be spiritual.
很看得很属灵，很不一样。
Forget it.
那就算了吧。
Amen. You're going to leave the Holy Spirit at home.
那你最好还不如把圣灵丢在家里好。
So in Acts chapter 8 verse 14 it says, when the apostles of Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there and they might receive the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传的八章14到15节说，在耶路撒冷的使徒听见撒玛利亚人他们领受了神的道，就打发彼得和约翰到他们那里去，两个人下去就为他们祷告，要让他们领受圣灵。
Now here's the key, verse 16, because the Holy Spirit have not yet came on any of them.
因为16节是那个关键，他说因为圣灵还没有降在他们任何一个人身上。
So why has it not come upon any of them?
为什么这个时候圣灵还没有降
呢？ Because nobody told them.
又没有人教导他们。
So if no one told you, you don't ask.
所以如果没有人告你不知道，没有人告诉你这件事情，那你也不会去求，对不对？
It says that they have simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them. They received the Holy Spirit.
他们呢只是奉主耶稣的名受了洗，于是使徒就按手在他们头上，他们就领受了圣灵。
Here's an example that we see a group of believers in Samaria.
所以我们看到在撒玛利亚有一群信徒，
they are Christians,
他们已经得救成为基督徒了，
but they're not baptized in the Holy Spirit.
但还没有领受圣灵的施洗，
until John and Peter lay hands on them, they received.
直到彼得跟约翰去见他们的时候按手在他们身上，他们才领受了。
So that's the second example we see.
这是我们看到的第二个例子。
The first one being Jerusalem in Acts, second one is Samaria. Third one is in Philippi, in the house of Cornelius.
第一个我们看到是在耶路撒冷发生的事情，那么第二个跟我们讲到在撒玛利亚，那么第三个是在哥尼流这个地方，哥尼流。
Just a little side note, Cornelius, a lot of theologians believe Cornelius is the same Roman centurion as the one who said to Jesus, Master, just say the word and my servant will be healed.
他们说哥尼流那个人跟那个百夫长，就是之前那个故事讲的那个百夫长对主说，你说这句话，我的仆人就会得救。
So there's something special about Cornelius.
所以这个哥尼流这个地方有特别之处。
Now, the problem is Cornelius is a Gentile.
那么这个哥尼流当时是外邦人。
At that time, Peter and the apostle did not know that the gospel is also for Gentiles.
因为那个时候彼得呢，他们都不知道这个其实福音也是要传给外邦人的。
So what happened is that God showed Peter in a trance and told him to go and talk to Cornelius about the gospel.
所以当时呢，神在一个异象当中对彼得说，你要去找这个哥尼流这个人。
And so Cornelius is a very godly man together with his household.
所以当时呢，哥尼流是一个很虔诚的人，他把他的全家那些家人都聚集在一起。
Notice when you are a person of faith, your whole house follows you.
你看，如果你是一个敬虔的人，你的全家都会跟随你一起。
I'm encouraging all of you to become the dominant spirit at home.
我鼓励每一个人成为我们家中主导的那个灵哦。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If Jesus is king, he is also king in your home.
那么如果耶稣是王，那么在我们家中也要做。
Don't let anyone stop you from coming to church.
不要让任何人阻止你来教会。
Instead, bring them to church.
甚至把他们也带来跟你一起来教会。
Because Cornelius is an example. When you are following God, God will make your whole family follow you.
所以就是如果你哥尼流就是一个很好的例子。如果你定义要跟随神，神会让你的家人也要跟随他。
Not like, honey, where are you going?
我就说哦，亲爱的，你要去哪里
you're hiding your Bible underneath you.
或者男女就鬼鬼祟祟的很隐藏的把圣经藏在里面。
老公啊，我出去买菜啊。
会就好像谎称说哦，我去其实是去教会，然后谎称说我出去买菜。
None of this sneaking out.
然后我很偷偷摸摸的出去。
So that when your husband says, "Where are you going, honey?"
然后如果 你老公再问你哦，老婆你去哪里
？I'm going to church. Are you coming?
然后你就非常的就是正正当当的说我去教会，你要不要一起来呀
？And if she doesn't and he doesn't come, you pray until he comes.
如果他暂时还没有跟你一起来，那祷告直到他愿意跟你一起来。
Because at home you are the dominant spirit.
因为在家里，基督的灵应该是那个主导的灵。
You are the strong man.
你是那个壮士在家里，在家里的壮灵的壮士。
None of this 老鼠。
不是那种偷鸡摸狗的那种。
You are not a mouse.
我们也不是那个鬼鬼祟祟的那种样子。
You are a powerful being.
我们是家里的装饰，邻里的装饰。
Amen. 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 And so Peter went to Cornelius, and all his household was waiting.
所以当彼得按照神的带领去到哥尼流的他家里的时候，他们全家都在等待他。
Verse 44 said, while Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on them, not in them, on them, yeah, on all who heard the word, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God.
使徒行传第十章四十四节讲到，彼得还在说这些话的时候，圣灵就降在一切听到的人身上，因听见他们说方言，称赞神伟大。
So in this third example, when we see the Holy Spirit came upon the household of Cornelius, what happened? They spoke in tongues, they prophesied.
所以我们看到第三个例子，当圣灵降临在哥尼流和他全家的身上的时候，他们的彰显就是说方言，说方言来发预言。
And Peter, who is at this moment racist,
彼得当时还有一点那个就是种歧视哈、哦、
no,
种族歧视
no,
怎么可能他们也会这样子
this is a Gentile,
他们是外邦人耶
why is it that he's speaking in tongue,
为什么他们也可以说方言呢
and they go, and then Peter probably can understand it, yes, the gospel is preached to the Gentiles, hallelujah,
我们想到当时哥尼流全家那边讲方言的时候，可能他说的语言是不是彼得也听得懂
Because Peter, being an Old Testament-minded person, sees the Holy Spirit on them, prophesying, he said, that is not an evil spirit. That has to be the Holy Spirit.
因为彼得他当有从旧约来的思想，知道当圣灵降临在一个身上，他们开始说方发预言的时候，他知道是神的灵，而不是其他的邪灵。
Because later on he explained to the council that they, the Spirit, the same Spirit that came upon them, came upon us, came upon them. So therefore salvation and the gospel is also for Gentiles.
所以之后彼得在跟其他的那信徒解释的时候，他说同时当之前降在我们身上的那个同样的灵也降在这些外邦人身上，所以他换言之这个福音也是为了外邦人的。
Brothers, can you now see the pattern? The Holy Spirit come upon them, not in them. Come upon them. This is what Luke is saying. Come upon them. And next thing is they prophesy.
所以大家我们看到这个模式就是当圣灵降临在他们上面外面外在的时候。
And the last example is in Acts chapter 19.
那么最后一个例子是在《使徒行传》十九章。
Paul was on his way to Ephesus, and he met a group, a dozen group of disciples.
那么这里是保罗在去以弗所的那个路上，他遇到了一些门徒。
And those disciples became believers, but they were not baptized in the Holy Spirit.
那么这些人呢，他们已经成为了门徒哈，主的信徒，但是还没有领受圣灵。
In verse 5, what we read, Paul.They met Paul. Paul realized they were not baptized in the Holy Spirit.
这个时候保罗意识到他们还没有领受圣灵的事情。
We praise God that they met Paul.
哦，感谢主，这些人哈，他们信，真的感谢主，他们遇到了保罗。
They didn't meet some church minister who don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
还有他们不是遇到一些教会的长老说不相信圣灵的事情。
Amen. I'm glad Paul speaks in tongues.
感谢主，保罗自己也讲方言，有领受这个恩膏。
On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hand on them, the Holy Spirit came, not didn't say in them, came on them, and they what? Now they spoke in tongues and prophesied, so no doubt about it at all.
所以这里讲得很清楚，他们听见这话以后呢，就奉主耶稣的名受洗，保罗给他们按手，圣灵就降在他们身上，他们开始说方言和说预言。
Hallelujah. And that's all in Luke and Acts.
所以这就是在路加福音和使徒行传所提到的。
So Luke is telling you,
所以路加呢是在告诉我们
to wait for the power.
要等候这个能力的降下。
And he gives you examples of believers who have not received.
他也给我们例子，那些信了的人，但还没有领受这个施洗的。
But when they did receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they prophesied.
但他们领受了这个圣灵，这个施洗之后，他们开始说预言和说方言。
Sometimes they say they speak in tongues, sometimes they say they prophesy.
有的时候
tongues is also prophecy.
所以他们有时候说方言，有时候会说预言，其实方言也是预言的灵出来的。
Amen. It's clear in Luke.
在路加这里讲得非常的清楚。
And that's why when you look at Luke and Acts by itself, you cannot deny that God wants to give his church power.
所以当我们在读路加福音和使徒行传的时候，我们非常清楚看到说神要赐给他的教会能力。
And that God wants to send us into the ends of the earth.
这样子曾开可以差遣我们到世界的地极去传他的福音。
The four examples he gave, Judea, Jerusalem,Samaria, Philippi, keeps going up. Philippi is near Syria.
那么所以我们看到那个例子是在犹大的耶路撒冷，
near Galilee,
撒玛利亚，还有去 Philippi, 就靠近叙利亚那边。
And then Ephesus, Turkey.
然后回到土耳其的以弗所。
You see how it goes.
以弗所。然后我们看到那个路线哈，就这样绕回去。
In other words, Luke is saying, as they preach the gospel.As the people became Christian, the same Holy Spirit came on them, and they all prophesied.
所以他说，当我们领受，我们信主归入耶稣的时候，我们圣灵降临他们身上，他们都会有说预言和说方言的情况。
It's clear.
非常的清楚。
And so some theologians cannot defend this anymore.
所以很多的神学家他们不能在这方面有个。
It is clear in Luke.
不可以再执意去讲什么，因为在路加福音讲的非常，路加讲的很清楚。
So what do they say?
然后他们怎么去辩论呢？
Oh, the baptism of the Holy Spirit was only for them.
哦，那个时候圣灵的事情只是在那个时候，在两千年之前。
Not for us.
不是在两千年之后的我们。
If someone ever say that to me, so therefore salvation is only for them, not for you.
难道有人会跟我说，救恩只是在两千年之前有效，而是现在不有效了吗
？If you make that kind of argument, what in the Bible is for us and what is not in for us then?
如果你遇到有这样人的争论的话，你问他在圣经中哪些是 给别人的。
And so they say the Holy Baptism and Holy Spirit has ceased after the Book of Acts. So my argument is, so is salvation then.
如果有人跟你争论说，那么那个圣灵的事情只是在使徒行传那个之后就停止了，那么我会问他说，那不是救恩到那个时候也是停止了
呢？ So explain to me what is available, what's not available.
那你告诉我到底什么是有效，哪些是？不再有效呢?
According to our understanding, everything is available.
但是对于我们来说，圣经讲的所有东西对于我们都是有效的。
I would say to people, we are still in the Book of Acts.
对，说我们现在仍然处在这个使徒行传的时代。
Hallelujah! What book are we in? We are in the Book of Acts.
我们在什么时代？我们在使徒行传的时代。
Chapter 2024.
我们在2024.
Hallelujah!
2024章。
Amen.Hallelujah.、Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, do not easily be swayed by any other doctrine. We need the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻易的被那些其他的一些讲义随波逐流而影响。我们一定要相信圣经。
Not only to dwell in us for fellowship.
圣灵不光是要内住在里面与我们团契。
For salvation.
为了让我们得到救恩。
Guarantee.
来作为一个凭据，一个保证。
The Holy Spirit loves us. The Holy Spirit will talk to us. He will guide us. He will teach us. All this comes with salvation.
那么所有神灵的内住会带神灵会来安慰我们保带领我们爱我们与我们亲密
But that's all
教导我们
That's all explained in the Gospel of John.
那么 在约翰福音当中都讲得 很清楚了关于福音这一块
But Luke clearly tells us
但是路加呢也另外在强调
That the spirit that was upon Jesus,
就是在基督临到基督上面的灵
he poured out on us.
他也同样浇灌倾倒在我们身上
because he is the baptizer.
因为他是那施洗者
he is the baptizer.
他是那一位施洗者
and so we today we need to say to Jesus, if you're not baptized by the Holy Spirit and you want to serve the Lord, oh, Jesus, baptize me, baptize me, baptize me.
所以今天如果你还没有领受圣灵的施洗那并且你想要带着能力来释放主你就跟神祷告耶稣请你来让我受洗让我施洗
For those of you who are baptized already
到我们当中已经领受了这个施洗
But you feel like 死了死了
但是好像还是那种奄奄一息觉得没有能力的状态
Life, you know when you're baptized by the Holy Spirit you should be like a balloon that like that, right?
但是因为我觉得我们如果领受了能力我们应该是蛮有能力的那种状态
I see a lot of Christians go more like
但是好像那种但是如果基督徒你是有一种泄气的状态的话
老黑啊
好像漏气了、
哦、It's either 老黑 or get 黑
要不是很愤怒的状态或者一种泄气的状态
Every time you meet some of these Christians you go
如果你看到有这样的一种基督徒
So that when you meet them, they will let this tall. By the time you finish conversation, they're down here.
所以可能他们的状态本刚见到是这种状态，到讲完电
话是 And worst thing is, they make you 老黑 as well. You went.
他不光自己泄气，然后让你也很泄气的状态
Amen. And you say, hey, you're supposed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Why are you going?
就是你不是应该被圣灵施洗，里面有充满了圣灵的能力，为什么会有泄气的状态呢？
You have to wait till next week. What makes us lower?
要倾听下回分解，为什么会有这种状态泄气的状态呢
？So hopefully after next week you'll be.
好，希望听了下一周的讲道以后，我们会重振旗鼓哈。
Amen. Flat tires don't go very far.
就是那种啊漏气的轮胎呢是走不远的。
But when you're fully pumped up, you go far.
但是充足的进了这个轮胎呢，就可以。
We need to stir up that.
卯足力的前进。
That's why Jesus said fire as well. You need to stir up that fire.
所以圣灵说我们要充满有火，圣灵的火不断的搅动。
You need that fire.
我们要用圣灵的火来搅动我们。
To keep the spirit burning in you.
让圣灵在我们里面不断的燃烧。
But the first step is, brothers and sisters, is to receive the baptism.
但是第一步就是我们要领受这个施洗。
And when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you will prophesy.
当我们领受这个圣灵时，我们可以讲方言、发预言。
And for a lot of people, that's speaking in tongues.
很多人可能会有就是这种说方言的情况。
Amen, amen. And when you're baptized, then you will feel the energy and the power of God that you can do things that you never used to do.
所以当我们领受了神的能力的时候，我们会感觉我们可以做平时我们做不到的事情。
And that's why we got to keep ourselves full of the Spirit.
所以我们要继续的让我们持续的保持这种有被圣灵充满的状态。
And that's when the rest of the Bible give us different terms, filled with the Spirit, full of the Spirit.
这是圣经在圣经的其他章节也不断的用不同的字眼强调说被圣灵充满。
And that's
里面满有圣灵。
And that's for next week.
那么我们请下回分解。
I hope that today you are encouraged.
希望今天大家听了这个讯息以后备受鼓励。
And that it is clear, is clearly taught in the Bible.
要知道这个圣灵的事情是非常清楚在圣经当中讲到的。
Because often when it's clear in the Bible, it has to be the correct understanding.
如果在圣经当中清楚的讲到，那么就是正确的一个理解。
But when someone comes with all very sophisticated, twisting this verse here, twisting the verse there, make it so complicated, you need a PhD, then you know it's not the truth.
但是如果 有人跟你讲一些好像看似很复杂很纠结的一些、啊、好像 要有个博士学位才明白的一个道理，那可能就不是从圣经来的。
Anybody who reading the Acts for the first time will say, Hey, there is something there that I need.
但是如果有人第一次读使徒行传觉得说这里的门徒他们所有的我也需要。
Let nobody say in this church,、oh, that's only for the apostles.
希望没有人 对别人说、哦、这只是跟两千年前的那些门徒的。
That's a lie.
那就是一个仇敌的谎言。
It's for us today.
也是在两千年之后的我们也同样有效。
Because we are still in the book of Acts.
我们仍然处在这个使徒行传的时代。
Amen, let's pray.
好的，我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣。
I ask you, Lord, to baptize every person who are not yet baptized in the Spirit today.
主要为我们当中这些信主但是还没有领受圣灵施洗的弟兄姊妹们。
They have the desire.
如果他们心中有这样的一个渴慕。
To really serve you with power.
他们想要带着能力来侍奉你。
To be clothed with the power.
让他们想要穿戴主的能力。
So that we can preach the gospel with power.
所以我们可以带着你的能力去传主的福音。
Lay hands on the sick, cast out the demons.
我们可以按手在有疾病的身上，我们可以赶鬼。
Declaring the word of God.
我们可以宣告神的道。
With boldness, Lord.
带着刚强壮胆的心。
And I just pray that this church will rise up in boldness.
主，我们祷告我们的教会在带着信心而兴起。
And that we will stir up that fire that is in us.
我们会搅动那在我们里面的圣灵的火。
And that we realize I have the Holy Spirit on me.
让我们意识到，真的我们有圣灵在我们的
The same Spirit that was on Jesus.
同样在基督身上的灵也今天在我们的身上。
Is now dwelling in me and is upon me.
这个灵是住在我的里面，也在我的身上包穿戴的我。
That is wonderful, Lord.
这是如此美妙的
事情。And I just pray that every person in our church, Lord, will have the full experience of the Holy Spirit.
我们祷告，在我们教会的每一个弟兄姊妹都有这个完全的经历，对圣灵的经历。
Not only His fellowship, but also His power.
不光只是一种团契的恩膏，同样也是圣灵的能力的一种经历。
So I just pray that in our church, our brothers and sisters will all know how to fellowship with the Spirit.
祷告在我们教会的每一个人都知道如何与圣灵相通。
To find comfort, to find teaching, to find guidance from Him.
借着圣灵给我们有指导，给我们安慰，给我们引导。
But at the same time, O God, to be clothed with His power when we are preaching the gospel.
同时我们也经历带着神的能力来传福音。
So I ask you, God, to grant us this, Lord.
求我们祷告，求你赐给我们这样。
Jesus, you are King.
耶稣基督，你是王。
And that you have poured out your Spirit upon us.
你能倾倒、浇灌你的灵在我们身上。
This is the promise of the Father.
这是父所应许的、所赐给我们的。
That He gave the same Spirit that was upon kings, priests, and prophets is now upon us.
在旧约当中降临在君王、祭司和先知身上的灵，也同样降临在我们身上。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! 感谢赞美
主。And we fear no evil.
主，我们不再惧怕邪恶。
We fear no difficulty.
我们不再惧怕任何的困难。
Lord, all of us, every single one of us, O God.
主啊，我们每一个人，所有的人。
We have the power of God.
我们都有可以领受重生而来的能力。
To do the impossible.
去做那不能成的事。
So that we can humble ourselves now.
主啊，我们今天也谦卑我们自己。
So that we no longer depend on our ability.
主，我们今天不是只靠我们自己的能力。
But we depend on you.
我们要完全的降服于你，
依
靠你的圣灵。
Accomplish God's plan in our lives.
圣灵，求你来成就主在我们生命中的旨意。
Help us to surrender to your call.
帮助我们来顺服你的呼召。
Help us to surrender to you.
帮助我们来降服于你。
Help us to be obedient to you.
让我们来完全的顺服于你。
Help us to know you.
帮助我们来完全的认识你。
Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵啊，求你来。
As we worship you now.
主，当我们来敬拜你的时候。
Let's all stand, and I want everyone in your heart to open.
用每个人的心打开我们的心。
Let the Holy Spirit come upon you like Cornelius did.
让我们今天圣灵降临在我们身上，如同他在哥尼流的家人身上。
Those of you who want the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just open your heart.
我们当中想要领受圣灵施洗的，你就要打开你的心。
And to say, Lord, I want to be baptized.
说主啊，我想要领受你的施洗。
Let the Holy Spirit come upon me.
让圣灵降临在我们身上。
Let's worship Him.
可以连让我们来敬拜他。
Let my heart be the temple of your spirit. Let my spirit feel the warmth of your embrace. Let me be your holy habitation. May your spirit is pleased to Spirit is pleased to dwell. Oh Lord. Those of you who can speak and prophesy, do so. Fill us, Lord. Let the power of God come upon us. Clothe us with power. We break every stronghold. Be broken in Jesus' name. We set every captive free. We break every oppression. Be gone in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come. We
praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Singling. Hallelujah. Shangling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Singling. Fill this church, Lord. With your spirit. Once again, Lord. Fill every single person. And help us to lay aside our misunderstandings. Help us not to be hardened in our hearts. Help us to really realize. I need you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我们需要你。
Not only to be my teacher and my guide.
不管成为我的教师，不管成为我的引导者。
My comforter, my helper.
我的帮助者，我的安慰者，安保惠师。
But also to be the one who empower me.
同时成为能给我赐给我能力的那一位。
Please, Holy Spirit.
是你啊
Break through into our hearts and minds.
来进入到我们的心
Let this church be a church, O God, that really welcomes you.
让我们的教会成为一个真正的教会来真正的欢迎你真正的认识你圣灵真正的欢迎你圣灵
Because only through you
就记得圣灵
can we truly experience Jesus.
我们可以真正来经历我们的基督
I ask you, O God,To manifest Jesus to us.
我们求圣灵来把基督彰显在我们当中。
We want to be able to touch him.
让我们可以感受到你，触摸到你。
Only through you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我们知道只有借着你。
We can know the heart of the Father.
我们才可以明白父的心意。
So I ask you, God, to bring the Father's love to us.
圣灵，我们祷告求你把父的爱。
Every day of our lives, Lord.
怎么每一天都经历到父的爱
Holy Spirit, every day of our life, tell us how much the Father loves us.
圣灵，求你每一天都向我们显明父是如何的爱我们
Tell us how much Jesus loves us.
告诉我们，我们的主耶稣是如何的爱我们
And how much Spirit of God that you love us.
告诉我们，圣灵，你如何的爱我们
Holy Spirit, we need you.
圣灵，我们需要你。
We need you at home.
我们的家里需要你。
We need you when we go to work.
我们去工作的时候也需要你。
We need you, Lord.
我们如此的需要你。
So I ask you to fill us.
求你来充满我们。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣的名。
Bless our families.
祝福我们的家庭。
Bless our children.
祝福我们的儿女。
Bless our marriage.
祝福我们的婚姻
Bless our finances
祝福我们的财政
Bless our future
祝福我们未来的每一天
Bless our studies and bless our businesses
祝福我们的学习祝福我们的生意
Let everything we do
让我们所做的每一件事
May it be done in the spirit of God
都是靠着圣灵的引领而成就
Everything that you touch there's life
你所触摸的每一处都会有
生命 Bring life to my soul Lord
主让我的魂也经历生命。
Bring life to my soul.
让我的生命流淌到我的魂里面。
Bring life to my body.
让我的生命也，我的身体也经历生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面。神祝福大家。